You know that moment when you're admiring a beautiful kitchen and then you think, yeah, but how do they keep those walls so clean? We get it. You want a stylish kitchen, a space you love to be in, but the reality of splashes and splatters around the sink and hob can feel relentless.
It really can. It's a universal thing for anyone who actually cooks,
Like,
right? Maintaining that look and practicality on the walls, it's tricky.
absolutely. So maybe you've been thinking about solutions, and well, we've been diving deep into the research. Today, our focus is kitchen splashbacks, specifically those made from toughened glass. Our goal, to arm you, our listener, with total kitchen splashback confidence. We've got a really informative piece here from Glass Shop Mirror Splashbacks. It's called Kitchen Splashbacks in 2025 Stylish Practical Glass Options. And we're going to, extract the key insights, help make sense of it all.
And it's a good one. This article, it covers the whole range, really, from like the basics of why you'd want one to all the cool design ideas. The practical stuff like installation, how you can customize them, and importantly, budget. It's a fantastic resource if you're thinking about this kind of upgrade.
Okay, let's get right to it then. For anyone maybe just tuning in or wondering, what exactly is a glass kitchen splashback? What are we talking about here?
Okay, so in essence, a glass kitchen splashback is a panel. It's toughened glass and it's installed on the wall, usually in those high-risk areas.
Like behind the cooker.
Exactly. Behind your sink, your cooker, maybe along the countertops. Its main job, its primary function, is to protect that wall surface.
Protect it from what exactly?
Well, things like moisture, grease, food splatters, just the general wear and tear of using your kitchen every day.
Gotcha. Now, the article draws a slight distinction, which I found interesting, between backsplash and splashback. Can you just clarify that?
Sure. Yeah, you'd sometimes hear backsplash used just for that bit right behind the hob, the cooker.
Right.
But splashback is really the broader term. It basically refers to any glass panel protecting any part of your kitchen wall from splashes. So yeah, splashback is the umbrella term, if you like.
Okay, that's helpful. So whatever we call it, if you go for glass, what are the real plus points? Why are they so popular?
Oh, there are quite a few. Ease of cleaning is huge for most people. It's
I
huge.
bet.
Glass is just completely smooth. It's a seamless surface, so no grout lines for dirt and mold to hide in.
Ooh, the dreaded grout.
Exactly. So usually just a simple wipe with a cloth and it looks pristine. Think of the time saved compared to scrubbing tiles.
Yeah, saying goodbye to grout scrubbing sounds very, very appealing. What else?
Well, protection, obviously, that's its main purpose. It's a barrier against stains, heat damage, and remember, toughened glass can usually take heat up to 220 Celsius.
Wow, 220, that's pretty high.
It is, which gives you real peace of mind when you're cooking. And it protects against moisture too, preventing damage to the wall itself.
Yeah, absolutely crucial behind the hob.
Definitely. And then beyond the practical stuff, glass reflects light. It can really brighten up the kitchen, make it feel bigger, more airy.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
And the colors. The options are basically limitless. You can get colored glass splashbacks that perfectly map your cupboards or, create a really bold accent. That flexibility is a major plus for getting the look you want.
Limitless colors.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds amazing. Maybe a bit overwhelming too.
Yeah, it can seem that way, but it means incredible creative freedom. Another big benefit is hygiene.
Oh, right. How so?
Glass is non-porous. That means it doesn't harbor bacteria or germs like some other surfaces might, which is pretty important in a food prep area.
Definitely. Yeah, a big plus for a healthy kitchen.
Exactly. And if you want to freshen up your kitchen's look without ripping everything
A
out,
full renovation, yeah.
a new splashback can make a surprisingly big difference. Plus, they're really durable once they're in properly and need very little maintenance. Saves time and money down the line.
Minimal maintenance keeps coming up. That's a strong theme. The article even shares a customer quote, doesn't it? Sarah in Surrey.
It does. Yeah, Sarah went for an emerald green glass splashback. She was apparently thrilled with it.
Emerald green, nice.
Yeah, she specifically mentioned how much easier it is to clean than her old tiles and how the color still makes her happy every day. She said it looks good as new, even with daily cooking. That lasting appeal is a real plus.
Emerald green. That sounds really great way to add personality. Okay, so we get what they are, why they're good. Now let's talk design. How can you make it truly yours? What are some of the inspiring ideas the article mentions?
Right, this is the fun part, where you see the potential to really change your kitchen's feel. For a bold look, the article suggests vibrant colors. Think like cobalt blue or ruby red.
Ooh, wow.
Especially if the rest of the kitchen is quite neutral, it's a relatively easy way to inject some real personality.
Yeah, a pop of bold color can definitely liven things up.
Totally. Another really smart idea is using LED strip lighting. You can put it behind clear or even frosted glass.
Oh, okay.
It creates this beautiful, soft, ambient glow, adds visual interest, but also practical task lighting. Imagine the mood that sets in the evening.
Hmm. That soft light does sound lovely.
Then there's printed glass. This opens up huge possibilities. You could have anything from nature scenes, geometric patterns, even custom artwork printed onto it.
Wait, custom artwork on your splashback, that's properly unique. Make it a real talking point.
Exactly. And if you've got a smaller kitchen, listen up. A mirrored splashback can be a game changer.
How so?
It creates this optical illusion, makes the space feel much bigger. The article mentions different mirror finishes too, like clear, bronze, or smoked, so you can tailor the effect.
That's a clever trick for small spaces.
Definitely. And taking personalization even further, digital image printing. You could have, say, a favorite family photo or a landscape you love right there on the wall.
Wow. That's really personal. Very unique touch.
It is. For a really sleek, modern vibe, the article suggests taking the glass right up to the ceiling.
All the way up.
Yeah. Or, for a more coordinated look, you could match the glass color exactly to your cabinets. Creates a very seamless feel.
Okay, yeah, blending it in.
And finally, they mentioned gradient effects, blending colors across panels. Subtle, but very sophisticated. So, yeah, loads of ways to make it fit your style.
So many options. It really sounds like glass can be adapted for pretty much any taste. Now, the article specifically talks about the advantage of toughened glass. Why toughened? What makes it better than, say, standard glass?
Okay, the number one advantage is durability. We mentioned the heat resistance up to 220 degrees C, right?
No, yeah.
Perfect for behind hobs, no risk of cracking from the heat. But it's also much more impact resistant than normal glass.
Ah, so less likely to break if you knock it.
Exactly. Everyday knocks, bumps from pans, much less likely to cause breakage. It gives you real peace of mind in a busy kitchen.
That impact resistance is definitely reassuring in a kitchen.
Totally. Then there's the installation. Because toughened glass panels are custom cut precisely.
To fit your space exactly.
Yes, perfectly. You get that smooth, continuous surface, no joints, no grout lines, and they can cut it precisely around plug sockets, light switches, whatever you've got on the wall.
Right, so it looks really neat.
It does. That seamless appearance looks very clean, very modern.
That smooth look is so contemporary, easy on the eye.
And again, the color choice. Huge benefit. Literally any shade from the RAL or Pantone charts. You can match anything or create a deliberate contrast.
Amazing flexibility.
Plus, the low maintenance thing really stands out. Wipe it clean with glass cleaner. That's usually it.
New.
No scrubbing grout. No resealing needed, like with tiles or other materials.
It really does keep coming back to easy cleaning and looks, doesn't it?
And don't forget the light reflection, helping to brighten the space.
True. The article has another customer story here. Michael in Woking. What was his take?
Right, Michael. Busy family, five people. He got a custom colored panel. He mentioned the installation was flawless, and even after 3 years of constant use, it still looked brand new.
3 years, wow.
Yeah, he felt it was a really worthwhile investment, especially because it's so easy to keep clean. Seems that benefit really hits home for people.
Another vote for easy maintenance. Now, okay, that huge color choice we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
How does someone even start? How do you pick the perfect color?
That's a really good question, and the article has some decent advice. First, think about the overall look. Do you want it to blend in with your cabinets or be a standout feature?
Complement or contrast, basically.
Exactly. Like, the article suggests deep navy glass can look amazing against white cabinets. A real statement.
Ooh, that does sound striking.
It is. Next, think about the light in your kitchen. Lighter colors bounce light around more. Good for small spaces, makes them feel bigger.
Right.
Darker colors add drama, but they absorb light. So the key advice here, really key, is get samples.
Samples of the actual glass colors.
Yeah. Yes. Look at them in your own kitchen at different times of day, under artificial light, daylight. What looks great in a bright showroom might look totally different in your home.
That's a really practical tip. Lighting changes everything.
It really does. And maybe consider color psychology a bit. Blues can be calming. Yellow's energetic. Greens connect to nature. What feeling do you want in there?
Hmm. Interesting angle.
And yeah, there are trends. Sage green, dusty blue, matte black are apparently popular now. But classics like white and gray are timeless. Ultimately, the article says pretty much any color is doable. So find what reflects your style and fits your kitchen.
Okay, so color is massive. What about those extra touches, the more bespoke features? If you want something really unique.
Right, this is where you can really fine-tune it. Cutouts and notches are pretty standard, actually. Essential to fit neatly around sockets, switches, any fixtures.
Okay, so that's expected. What else?
Beyond the usual glossy finish, you can get special finishes, like matte, which is great for hiding fingerprints.
Oh, good one.
Or you can add sparkle, like tiny metallic flecks in the glass. You can also have frosted or etched areas, maybe for a bit of visual texture or even privacy.
Ooh, a subtle frosted bit could look really classy.
Definitely. And as we mentioned, printed glass, huge potential there. Digital prints or patterns are sealed inside the glass, so they're durable.
Great perspective.
Mirrored options too, clear, bronze, smoked finishes. They protect, but also boost light and space. And if your kitchen has weird angles or you want a specific design around something.
Like a cooker hood.
Yeah, or an awkward corner. You can get shaped panels custom made. And for really big areas, multi-panel systems that all coordinate look great. So yeah, the customization possibilities are pretty wide.
It sounds like you get incredibly creative, really design something perfect for your space and style. There's another customer spotlight, Emma from Guildford. Printed glass for her.
Yes, Emma chose a print of her favorite beach scene. She was apparently blown away by the print quality, said it was crystal clear.
A beach scene.
Yeah. She said it's a real conversation starter when people visit, and it totally transformed her cooking space. Brought the outdoors in, she felt.
That sounds lovely. Very personal. Okay, let's shift to the practical side, the installation. What's actually involved? How does it happen?
Okay, professional installation is definitely the way to go. Strongly recommended for a perfect finish and, you know, safety.
Right.
It usually starts with a consultation. A specialist comes out, measures up precisely, talks you through the options.
Okay.
Then they create detailed templates.
Right.
These account for everything, sockets, switches, even slight wobbles in your wall.
So really precise measurements.
Absolutely crucial. Then your glass panel is made cut to size, colored, and heat treated to make it toughened.
Right, the toughening process.
Then installation day. They prep the wall, clean it thoroughly so the adhesive sticks properly. Then the trained fitters carefully position the glass panels and fix them securely using a special high-bond silicone adhesive.
Okay, adhesive, not screws.
Usually adhesive for a seamless look. Finally, they do a full check edges, seams, fittings, make sure everything's perfect. And the article points out most installs are done in a single day.
Just one day. That's pretty efficient. Minimal disruption.
Yeah, it's surprisingly quick usually.
Okay, let's talk money. Budget. What are the main things that affect the cost of a glass splashback?
Well, several things feed into it. Obviously, the size and shape of the glass needed. More glass, more cost.
Makes sense.
Your color choice matters too. Standard colors are usually cheaper than getting a custom color matched or those special finishes like sparkle or matte.
Right, bespoke costs more.
Exactly. Any special features, cutouts for sockets, printed designs, LED lighting, they all add to the price. And finally, how complex the installation is. You know, really awkward shapes, difficult access that can bump up the labor costs. It's very much a tailored quote based on your specific kitchen.
So it varies quite a bit depending on the project.
Okay.
But the article does mention long-term value, which seems important.
Yes, definitely. While the initial cost might be more than, say, tiles, the fact that they last so long, are so easy to clean and keep looking good, it makes them a pretty sound investment over time.
Right. Less hassle later.
The article quotes David from Weybridge. He was worried about the cost compared to tiles initially. But 5 years on, his glass splashback apparently still looks brand new with hardly any effort.
5 years, still looks new. That's impressive.
Yeah. He really emphasized the long-term value, how much it improved his kitchen. It's about investing in something durable that doesn't need constant upkeep.
That's a great perspective. Sometimes paying a bit more upfront saves you hassle and money later. Speaking of upkeep, once it's in, how do you actually look after it? Keep it looking good.
Thankfully, it's incredibly simple, honestly. Regular cleaning, just a soft cloth and normal glass cleaner. That's usually enough.
Standard window cleaner.
Yeah, pretty much. For stubborn grease or food splatters, maybe near the hob, use a mild degreasing spray that's safe for glass.
Okay. Anything to avoid?
Yes. Big one. Avoid abrasive cleaners. No scouring pads, powders, that kind of thing. They can scratch the surface.
Very good scratching.
And it's good practice just to wipe up spills fairly quickly, especially around the edges where the silicone sealant is. Just stops anything soaking in or staining the sealant over time.
Makes sense.
And maybe just occasionally check and clean those silicone joints where the glass meets the worktop or cabinets. But really, with that tiny bit of care, it should look flawless for years. No regrouting, no resealing. Super low maintenance.
Sounds remarkably easy compared to other kitchen surfaces.
Okay, finally, the article covers some FAQs, common questions people have. Let's quickly hit a few of those. First one, heat resistance. How hot can they really get?
Okay, the article states toughened glass splashbacks are designed for up to 220 degrees Celsius. So, perfectly safe behind all standard hobs and cookers, as long as they're installed correctly with the right clearances.
Good to know for keen cooks. What about DIY installation? Is that a good idea?
The article strongly advises against it. Right. It might look simple. It's just sticking glass to a wall.
Huh. Well, getting the measurements exact, the fitting perfect, the sealing right, it's crucial for safety and looks. Professional installation ensures it's done properly. You risk problems doing it yourself.
Okay, fair enough. Precision seems key. How long does the whole thing take, roughly? From ordering to having it installed?
Typically, the article says about 7 to 14 days. That's from final measurements to install complete. Might vary a bit with complex designs or special colors, though.
Right. And durability. What if you accidentally bash it with a pan? Is it going to crack easily?
Toughened safety glass is specifically designed to be impact resistant. It's not indestructible, obviously, but it handles everyday kitchen knocks much, much better than ordinary glass.
Okay.
And in the very unlikely event it does break, it's designed to shatter into lots of small, blunt, relatively harmless pieces, not big, dangerous shards, which is a really important safety feature, especially with kids around.
That's definitely reassuring from a safety point of view. And lastly, how long should a good one last?
With proper installation and that simple care we talked about, a high-quality glass splashback should basically last the lifetime of your kitchen. The color won't fade, the surface won't degrade with normal use. It's meant to be a long-term solution.
That really highlights the value for money aspect again, the longevity. Well, this has been a really, really insightful deep dive into toughened glass kitchen splashbacks. It sounds like they offer this fantastic mix of style, practicality, and long-term durability. Great option for a kitchen upgrade.
They really do seem to tick a lot of boxes. Whether you want something bold and eye-catching or sleek and subtle, the versatility of glass makes it a really excellent choice for modern kitchens. Easy to clean, too.
Can't forget easy to clean. So thinking about all that, how a splashback can change the look and the function of your kitchen. What kind of design or color would truly elevate your space, make it an even greater joy to use every single day? Definitely something worth mulling over. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.